This is not a delaying tactic. This is a little bit of a surprise that we wanted to interject here. And at this time, we're going to surprise someone in our congregation with a little recognition. You know, a couple of weeks ago, someone mentioned to me that October, the month of October, is supposed to be Pastor Appreciation Month. I didn't know that. And it came to my attention on the Sabbath when our pastor is supposed to preach at Myrtle Creek. So we couldn't appreciate him then. And so we put it off till the next week. Well, that was the fifth week in the month of October, which is the pastor's day off. So we couldn't appreciate him then. We got him this time. So this is an October appreciation scooted back to the first week in November. I'm sorry we couldn't get it into October. This is as close as we could get. We're hoping, dear pastor, that your family, at least your wife, can join you out here for just a moment, because we have a few things that we'd like to have said to you. And as soon as your dear wife gets out here, we're going to invite Sandra, first of all, to come up here and share with you a little item that she has prepared. Sandra?
A pastoral appreciation. You always see the pastor up in front in time to preach. He shares the word of heaven's thought, attempting all to reach. He holds the church upon his heart at all times of the day. He spends the time in studying and often stops to pray. When not involved in doing this, there's meetings to attend, with challenge of financial cost and lists that rarely end. The folks with sickness count on him to come when there's a need. While family waits at home for him, their spiritual lives to feed. From morning till the evening comes, there's something more to do. Emails must be answered and the phone will summon too. And yet, in spite of all of this, he always wears a smile. He's upbeat and encouraging and pleasant all the while. Our prayers go up for him today, his family, and his home. Please let him know, dear God, today that he is not alone. And may we as parishioners uphold his efforts now till we all meet at Jesus' feet and low before him bow. And Pastor and Sayuti, we wanted you to know that these flowers are especially for you to take home and to enjoy in your honor. And we have a few cards here that we want to share with you from various members. I'm sure not all of them, because of COVID, got to send their cards in, but these are for you. Thank you.
And Pastor and Sayuri, if you would just stay with us for a moment here longer, a little bit closer. Here's a card that actually contains the poem that Sandra wrote for you, and a little gift from some of your friends. We'd like to ask you to join in a little prayer here. Most gracious Father, we're so thankful for the gift that you have given of your son, and now this additional gift of this pastor and Mrs. Rodriguez, who serve us so wonderfully. Please continue to bless them. Please guide them in every way. Lead them closer and closer to you. Enable us to support them in everything they need. Please bless them, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, Sandra took a favorite song of mine and just changed the words a little. And so we even have a special song for Pastor today. wants to honor thee. Bless his work that souls below in